is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, Jaws Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a her and me rinse up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us back a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like
that. Loaded. To Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Nordy and your company right up until 6 p.m. Friday the 13th edition. Yep. It's the 13th, Friday the 13th. If you don't have a Friday the 13th marathon planned at some point today or tomorrow for the weekend and get your horror movie on, you're not a real person. You're a clone. You know you got to make sure you get into like the marathon of Friday the 13th today. You know how Jason go? Somebody getting killed? That's a classic, though. Which one is your favorite Friday the 13th? Chime on in and let me know. Speaking of chiming on in, we know we are live at Duncan East Street South location, getting it in. Free for all Friday edition. We're out and about, out of the studio. So at Duncan Donuts East Street South location. And you know how to chime in. In New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4316. 326-4259. Family Islands, toll-free, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC channel BTC Flow Channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For smart to, you know, for smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So what's going on your Friday, folks? The phone line's open. Chime on in. While I bait to hear from, you know, I'll handle some little, you know, FYI for you. You know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. I also want to take good care of my sponsors. So let me hook you up with a little FYI. So, let me hit you up with the FYI. You know, like I said, we're live at Duncan, East Street South location, getting it in. And don't forget, you can earn triple points, right, on your dining rewards whenever you buy a strawberry dragon fruit coconut refresher or strawberry frosted in October, and part proceeds will be donated to the Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. So get your pink donuts and run on that strawberry dragon fruit coconut refresher, and it's all for a good cause. And don't forget, you got your Dunkin' sandwiches all day. The new oven-toasted turkey, all right? They got the chipotle turkey, and they got the avocado turkey straight out of the oven. All good. It comes along with a small iced tea and a classic Lay's. $9.50, that included. It's a great deal right there. And don't forget the Boston cream iced latte. Bold espresso, rich dark chocolate, sweet vanilla, and it's good. Already had one as I got here. You know, I'll probably have another one before I leave. In addition to Dunkin', got some more FYIs for you. Joker's Wild has reopened. Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8:15. Showtime is at 9 p.m. sharp. We're located between the Coral and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. 2-for-1 on all locals. Headliner Mike Head. Feature comedian Sita the comic. And yours truly, all right? Funny show from start to finish. Very diverse ethnic show these next couple of weeks. So come get your laugh on over there at the Joker's Wild and take advantage of that 2-for-1 on all locals. All right. Johns reminds you that in addition to all of your fast fashions, all of your footwear, new arrivals on Monday, wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, athletic. Johns now has, in addition to your workwear, your fast fashions, all of the accessories to go along with, the small home appliances and cookware, Johns is the authorized distributor for Chefwear, the most respected global culinary brand. Johns carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. Johns is also now carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary Tools to make for a better all-around chef. All of this is available for you at Johns Kilware, Rosetta Street, and Carmichael. Both locations open for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. I think that guy was covered with everything. Yeah, I think that does. So let's jump on in to the headlines. Who or what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations, flagship store, Top of Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Be sure to check them out. Or simply do your shopping online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Here's this blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Christy Gibson has right to seek nomination. Yes, he does have the right to. And I want to know what you think on all of this. So either call me, text me, the lines are open, talk about whatever you want. Now, I guess Mr. Gibson does have a right, a constitutional right as a Bahamian, to offer himself for said constituency, for said seat. But obviously, if you take into consideration, you know, the public opinion, and then, you know, what's emanating from the PLP party, which you hear in social media groups leaking out all over the place, there are pro and con factions for and against Mr. Gibson, obviously. Because as you have Mr. Christie make that statement, you have the PLP chairman and, of course, MP for Fox Hill and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Fred Mitchell, you know, once again, suffering from foot and mouth disease. Former public figures must know when to move on. What about current septuagenarian public figures, such as yourself, Mr. Mitchell? When do y'all know when to move on? Because y'all need to move on, too. It's not just the former. It's some of y'all present who've been lingering too long, in my opinion. Progressive Liberal Party PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell said yesterday it's important for former public figures to recognize when it's time to move on. Mitchell did not name anyone in particular, but his comment came in the context of the jockeying that has taken place behind the scenes for the PLP's nomination for West End, Grand Bahama, and Bimini. Now, I will give Mr. Mitchell credit on the fact that please allow Mr. Wilskin to be laid in peace, or finally be laid in peace, or rest in peace, or laid to rest, and then start thinking about it 24 hours after the man died. My God, jockeying and jostling for position. I agree with him now. But again, some of the former and some of the current, you all need to go. Your time, your shelf life is done. You've become outdated. So we'll see. We'll see where all of this goes. But again, feel free to chime on in. All right, 422-GR96. Or you can hit us up on the phone lines. And like I said, let me know what you think on the situation. Because instantly, that's been like the hot topic. And if you look at social media, and you see some of this floating out of Bimini and Grand Bahama, those voters are making themselves absolutely known in the coldest type way, in the coldest fashion. I saw one today. Don't come swinging Yamdian. Nobody used to look out for me. I don't need none of y'all. You better come bring it right here. Bring, what? I'm telling you. What other headlines are jumping off the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Father arrested after boy reportedly shoots himself. I wanted to read that, you know, carefully. It's Friday. Yeah. And there's nothing funny about it, but, you know, the father of a six-year-old boy was taken into custody after the boy reportedly shot himself in the abdomen around 8 p.m. Tuesday, police said. Grand Bahama Police Press Liaison Officer Assistant Superintendent Stephen Rowell told the Nassau Guardian, from all indication, it appears that he shot himself with that firearm. His condition is stable at present, and he's still being attended to by doctors. Additionally, a firearm was recovered, and the father is assisting police with the investigation. My Lord. All right, let's check the touch lines real quick. Naughty, great show as usual. You see how these people are bleaching? They already have a mask on. You all gone there on a Friday? Mr. Producer, you need to line up that old cut. Them are bleach. They look like brown in them are bleach. Anyway. Naughty, why in this country we treat age like a disease? Age is a blessing. I would be glad to see 80. And also, why in this country we treat the elderly like they can't make a contribution? Boy, I tell you, listen, in everyday life, Texter, you should know, I'm one of the biggest defenders of the youth and the elderly. I talk about it all the time on this show. All right? And yes, you should take the pearls of wisdom from your predecessors and from your elders. But you should also learn from their mistakes. Okay? And if you are a truly wise elder leader, you know when it's time to slide on the side and usher in the younger generation. So I agree with you on your points about we treat age in this country like a disease for most cases. Yeah. Especially how the elderly are taken care of. And I can tell you stories of elderly being abandoned. All right? And so on and so forth. So please, I get you on that. And the elderly can make a contribution. And some do make a contribution, but it needs to be a positive contribution. Okay? And as far as politics go, no. You've made your contributions. You've had your run. Slide on the side and let a young lion have an opportunity in the country to serve and make the country a better place. And maybe, you know, fix some of the mistakes that you guys made. Naughty questions. How do you think people will remember me and you after we pass the age of 450? 450? What do you mean? You trying to be like Walt Disney, eh? Cryogenically frozen? No. No, ain't nobody, none of us put in 450, not even combined. And if you were saying 45, well, cold 45 is a cold, great beer when served cold. Naughty, Uncle Naughty, you see these killings start up again? Yes, nephew or niece, whoever's testing me, I have. Especially in the Chippenham community, a lot going on there. Stabbing, two shootings, all fatalities. Other areas throughout New Providence as well, Grand Bahama as well, all being affected. But no, we don't have a crime problem. Naughty, I really can't wait to see the in-house fighting in the PRP because Shane is Perry boy and Fred seemed to be against his boy. You think it's going to play out? I might buy tickets to the next PRP meeting and carry the popcorn. If you get the popcorn, I could bring the sodas and the chocolate bars. Real mooey. Naughty Shane should go sit down. Do you think OJ was guilty? Think about it. With regards to Mr. Gibson, you can't paint a picture and tell someone how to look at it. I agree with you, you know, that there is a sentiment out there that Mr. Gibson should sit down like the one that you've expressed. And with regards to Mr. Gibson, you can't paint a picture and tell someone how to look at it. No, the perception is in older. As far as OJ goes, all I'm going to say is, if it does not fit, you must acquit. I'm going to leave that just alone right there. Naughty, great show is always, listen, if the old don't go, the young will never grow. Agreed. And it's a season for everything. And, you know, if you look at it in the wild kingdom, in nature. If you've ever watched any documentaries on lions, you'll notice that at some point, the young lions will walk the old lion out. And if six of them go out, five of them come back in. Because at some point, evolution, you need to evolve. And yes, getting old is part of that evolution, but passing it on to the next generation so they can evolve faster and better than you did and make the country evolve faster and better and more positive than you had the opportunity to do, that's what you do. You don't hold on to it till your bitter last breath, pushing agendas or personal agendas or for personal reasons or for the pomp and circumstance that comes with politics. Move your behind to the side. You've had your run. Let somebody else get it who's younger. And it don't have to be a good old boys club either. Definitely you see more women in politics as well. Young women as well. Vibrant, just like young men need to get involved. So you could serve us for a while and make positive changes and change things. We can't keep doing the same old, same old. It's too repetitious. Eventually, that's like shooting ourselves in the foot. Oh, good. Hold him right there, Mr. Producer. Now, Sparky, before you come on the phone now, this is my show today. So I can lead the dialogue before you get into your diatribe. Now, we got Sparky on the line.
Hello.
Sparky.
Hello.
Now, listen and listen well.
Okay.
Hope you well. I hope you're doing fine. Not that he can't handle himself. In fact, I already did a good job. But where you get off at finding the audacity in your rusty toe, brown bottle drinking behind to critique the format of my show, a show that entertains, for lack of a better word, your grandiose political BS on a regular basis. Unlike any other talk show. So please tell me, which bus stop you just get off at when you call in Pearly telling him to change up the show? You don't poke Pearly. You grow up here and poke me when you want to talk to me about this show. Now what you saying, you old bucket mouth geezer? Go ahead.
Well, I'll take on the road of the ratchet jaw today. You hold on the bucket mouth one time.
Alright, you used to ratchet jaw geezer. Now go ahead.
And thank you for the invite over the bridge. I'll get over there as soon as I can get over there. Then this right leg allow me to get over there because the last time I come to visit you...
No, because then you go, you'll come over the bridge and tell me what jokes to tell.
Now the last time I come to visit you, next thing you see, I was sitting in the lobby with the people in the ambulance. So I'm taking care of them.
Okay.
But anyway, let's get past that one there.
Why you pick on Pearly, Sparky?
Man,
what's wrong with my show?
That was a subconscious move. Pearly needed a little competition there. And I think he might have been that one.
Pearly don't need nothing. You walk up on the light tree. Pearly lay you right down like Sugar Ray Leonard laid out Hagler and Ernst.
Yeah, but then not only that, I was trying to call you the day before and tell you, I would ask you if you would play golf. Because that drive you put on what he named Graham the other day remind me of Tiger Woods when he was young, when he used to swing that ball and nearly go from hole to hole.
Well, you know, back in my younger day, I was vicious on the golf course. I could always get in a hole.
I hear Graham from that day on no show.
Well,
sound like you beat Graham with a piece of one of them thing on bipartisan bread. The old fox in prison would call cat o' nine tails. Not a bat, and you lick him with a billy.
At the end of the day, if you come on the show with an agenda, then we can deal with your agenda one way or another.
Yeah,
if
but
it's
what
better
I really
the country,
the day,
and if it's
but,
better for country, it's better for the nation, then we're going to embrace it and we're going to put it out there.
Yeah,
if it's not going to help the country, or if it's more the same old regurgitated, repackaged BS that we've been saying for 50 years, then no, we don't need it.
But like they always told me, the old people used to tell me, an opinion is just like an anus. Everybody has one. But they use the other word we can't use for listening.
In the comedy business, we say opinion is like a belly button. Everybody got one, and nobody thinks their stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, but, you know, first of all, I'm leaving because I know you got time and you got other callers there. And I know you allow people to talk what they got to talk. But yesterday, Naughty of you to catch up on me yesterday. I knock up on peas and bean soup with some thingam ribs, some Danish ribs with all the veggies and thing in it, boy. And look at some people take.
Will you find them Danish spare ribs, babe?
Danish pork ribs I get from Super Wild up on Maki Street.
Wow.
Cut small, but just to put in soup. You boil them first, freeze them, boil them by themselves first. Then to the end, you drop them in with your potatoes and stuff. So then your potatoes done, you know, everything finished. And then today, the menu this evening for Sparky's evening lunch is bonefish with baked potato, lemons, and avocado, or what we call pear.
Where you find the bonefish?
Well, one friend of mine gave me two the other day. He gave me four, but I shared two with some of my friends. Now, somebody come from Andres and bring me four. But any time, go out for them, because, you know, they supposed to be catch and release. But some fellas to sneak things just like they sneak everything else. But what I really wanted to say to close out my portion of your show is that it really is amazing this entire week from the 25th of November, September, to today, the rounding support, the sympathy cards and the messages for our dear friend, Obi Hercules Wilschkum. I really admire and congratulate the Bahamian people because it really looks for one time, Naughty, whatever they say, they came together for a fallen soldier and we held hands and it looked like we appeared that we'd ready to move onward, forward, onward, upward, and together. At this time of bereavement in the country and with his family, we look like we ready to declare ourselves and honor our flag, our emblem, our country. It had nothing to do with PLP. It had nothing to do with FNM. It had something to do with a fallen Bahamian soldier that I think was a pretty nice guy.
A real good guy.
You know, that's how I feel with OB. Now, when it comes down
especially
to
Miami
friend,
Dolphin.
When it comes down to my friend and what Mr. Mitchell said about, I would say, my friend, whether they old or not, Tinlin came in to be a prime minister at a very young age. Perry came in at a very young age in 1977. Hubert came in at a very young age. Brave came in at over 70. Brave came in older than any other prime minister. When we talk about moving on, that Brave came in, this is his time. Let he do one time or two times. Fred ain't the youngest takey around. He's been in House Assembly many times. He won't stay there another time. So I don't understand why they want Shane to go. If the people want Shane, not the party. If the people want Shane.
Sparky, I get that.
I'm just saying.
I know Shane's your homeboy. But you can't go from Golden Gates to Michael to West End and Bimini. You know what I call that? Pillar of the post, political barbatry. You're bouncing around looking for sleep.
But come on now.
What happened to Michael? You were so genuine in Michael. You wanted that so bad. Now you quickly leave them for West End and Bimini?
But let me tell you what I was told. And I know you must have heard this. What I was told is he was busy down in my car. His family's from there. He was asked to come down there because the one who's down in my car has already said that he don't think he wants to run again. So Shane was going down there to follow up on that. Now, what I was told, and I can tell you what I was told, I was heard that shortly after the death of Obi Wilschkum, Shane got a call, and I was asked to stand down on the My Car run. And that's when you heard Shane headed to Freeport. He was asked to stand down. Now, this was I heard. And I will tell you who I heard that from. So you have a good day. I think he has the right, if the people want him, and if he wins, let him go to House Assembly. If he lose, bow out gracefully. Have a good day.
All right. I mean, let's get to the other phone lines. All right. Mr. Producer, line that up for me, what I just sent you, please. Let me check the text real quick, then I get to St. Petersburg, because I know St. Petersburg on the line. Naughty Pill still beating Shane with the Anna Nicole situation back then. It was some crazy times, and me and you might have been there. No, me and you was not there. You might have been there. I wasn't there. No, you might have been there. And hey, props if you were there with them kind of stars, with them kind of movie stars. I'm happy for you, bro. Hey, thank you everybody who reached out and sent me some text too as well. Pop's doing well today. In good spirits. Had a good day. And I appreciate y'all reaching out. Thank you so much. Continue to keep him in your prayers. Thank you so much. All Texas, you're already nice people, you know. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's see what St. Petersburg got to say. Big up to everybody up there who always got me locked and loaded each and every afternoon. St. Petersburg, Tampa, St. Pete, Kissimmee, Palm Harbor, Port Charlotte, Cocoa, Tampa. What's up, y'all?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, my brother? What you got for me today?
Man, look, check us out, man. You know, like, back in the day, you know, when you act up in school, you get a whooping. Man, One of my homeboys, he's from Trinidad, man. His son acted up in school, so he went to school and whooped in school, and, you know, he got arrested, man. So, you know, me and one of my homeboys, we going up there around about 6 o'clock to bail him out, man. You know what I'm saying? These kids, you see, these laws nowadays, that's why these kids, the way they are. You know, back in the days, man, you know, growing up in the Bahamas, you get a good old-fashioned, you know what, if you act up in school, you know what I'm saying? But these laws, man, these parents, they scared to whoop these kids nowadays, man, because they don't want to get up in the system. But look at my kids, my kids, man, I don't play the radio. I grew up the old school, you know what I'm saying?
You sound like you went to the Butt Whoop Academy.
Man, look here. Man, hey, if I act up at school, I should tell the teacher, please don't call my mama. Because if my mama had to leave her job, man, look here. I had to take the teacher books to the car, wipe off, put the chairs on the table, wipe the board and everything. Because if my mama, if she had to leave her job, I mean, she lose some money. My mama would beat you in the next week.
That was double cut skin.
Man, look here. Hey, it make me a better man today right now, because, you know, these kids, they be talking about to their parents, acting up in school, and then, but some of these parents, you know, they be giving these kids these expensive shoes, and they bringing them A's, I mean, they be like E's and B's and F's in school. No way, man, you know? Oh, man, you know, I mean, hey, I hope your father doing all right, man, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man, I appreciate you asking, man, and what's going on in Tampa, man? What's going on in St. Pete?
It's Friday, happy hour, man. You know how that go, man. You gotta get them free. Free rings, and you know, two for one.
Why y'all still doing the free rings on Friday with the cocktails? Hey, boy, I tell you, some things don't change in Florida.
Man, hey, look here, the Tampa Bay area was the party town, man. You know what I'm saying? You know.
All right, man.
Hey, Pully did a good job the last 2 days, man.
Pully's always holding down, man. You know how we do it. We crock it in tubs at the old Miami Vice.
Hey, but yesterday, that woman who was on, man, she must have ate the parrot, man, because she didn't want him to get a word in, man. You know what I'm saying? I say, damn.
Would somebody jump on him yesterday?
Oh, some lady, man, she was talking about this, but, you know, I guess she's from Freeport. Boy, but look here. She was getting, she didn't want him to get a word in, man. I said, damn, woman, get the man talk.
You probably would have cut her off right there. No, man, I like them stuff. We talk for this. It's all good.
All right, man. Hey,
be safe, brother.
Good weekend, man. You know what I'm saying?
You too, man. We'll talk to you on Monday, man. Be safe, St. Pete.
Two for life, baby.
There you go. Always good there from the Florida, from the 305 and the 945. Naughty, Mr. Gibson already had his time. He needs to step aside and allow others the opportunity to lead. These guys are too greedy. He's a washed-up politician. Naughty, the bad thing killed no one yet. I agree. And it almost. I mean, I almost get killed, but yeah, not really. The slipper? You all talking about slipper? Mother sick. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. Y'all can talk about the slipper. Slipper ain't nothing. You ever get hit by them boomerang high heels? Okay, then. My mommy was like that Eddie Murphy joke. He ain't lie. She used to take off that shoe. Pop! That'll even go around the corner and catch me. And fly right back and go on a foot. Cold. Slipper ain't got nothing on that. Now, you know it could light you up? Flip-flop. Oh, them beach flip-flops? Whee! Hot day, you get it in the right angle, right spot? Yeah, man. Life changes. Life changes. But these generations don't know nothing about that. They don't know nothing about that. Nothing. All right, for all y'all women, I got to say, I don't know if y'all women or man, but y'all saying give my dad a big hug and kiss for y'all. I hope in y'all women. Because if y'all is a dude, I ain't doing it. Period. It ain't happening. Now, here's the deal. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we get back with the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But check out my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll check out what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less with a global woman. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. All right, that's all on the flip side of the break as the Friday, October 13th edition, the Friday the 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Mr. Producer, I told you to line up that song, right? Sparky, I want to play this for you because you got a lot of politicians to tell you. They claim they love you and they want to serve, but they got an ulterior motive. And I got to ask the question. What is Mr. Gibson's ulterior motive? Are you really that into serving the people this go around? Because you know what the talks was the first time he was there. You know, allegedly was serving yourself. So anyway, I need to know. What's your intention, Mr. Gibson? And the people of SN and Grand Bahama need to know. You know, so they could either select you and single you out as their candidate. Or say no thanks. But always remember, when it comes to politics and politicians, Luciano, tell them.
One thing, sometimes they give your hand out, and you get nothing in return. Some people never seem to show the gratitude, you know. But whatever happened, you don't know John is there for you, and you know, just keep talking to him, and someday you must get through. You see what I mean? So me tell you that they know people they got that ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And if me tell you that they need you, but they got that ulterior motive. Personality. And if me tell you that they know people they got that ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And if me tell you that they need you, but they got that ulterior motive. Personality. Sorry for my God.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun. Now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Something wrong with you, yeah. I know you're working so hard. You want me to treat you like good too. 7 days a week, you try to make the two.
Audio check one. Here we go. It's a Friday. Guess what I can do for you all? Guess what I can do for you all? All right, I can line up a couple more songs to take me to the break. No, I'm not lying, but y'all got me on a Friday. I'm feeling good at Duncan. All right, we're doing big things. We're getting folks running on Duncan. And people enjoying giving back, you know what I mean? And it's all about giving back to sister breast cancer. So come on in and help support. Get that strawberry dragon fruit coconut refresher or strawberry frosted donut. And part proceeds will go to the Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. And we out there, we doing it, man. And having a few of the all G-double-O-D good Boston cream ice lattes as well in the process with the pink donuts. You know, so it's all a good look. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, all right, I got to curl up with a couple of tunes. A couple of tunes to take you out to the break. Or I can hook you up. Yeah. Mr. Producer, I can send them to you right now, okay? I can line them up and send them over. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I'll deal with the callers right now. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Brayman here. Godly Day to this universe.
We say, Brayman.
We need justice, law, and order in the Bahamas here.
Yes, sir.
I want to make a couple of points. But first I want to say, right, Poily does a wonderful job. Y'all should give him a job weekly on Guardian Radio. He is just super. You know what I mean?
Great guy, solid host.
And I appreciate listening to him very much. You know, give him a job, man. There's room for him on Guardian Radio. Because some sort of got persons there, you know, person there that don't be carrying on, you know? But you see, I mean, what's his name, Azarelis, you know? And not only that, you're intelligent.
Pearly? Yeah, very intelligent.
Yeah, man.
Except when it comes to football.
Say
I
don't
know about that Miami Dolphin foolishness, but anyway.
You know, everybody got their sport people, you know, they roots for, you know, or personnel, you know. But what I want to say, right, my main reason for calling other than what I've said, government shouldn't be relaxed with people that live on Spence Street and Mason's Tradition but doesn't have any toilet. You know, they pour the human feces down the drain on the main Mason's Tradition and Spence Street. Okay? Not only that, people are squatting on person's property and some of them doesn't have any toilet. So what they do? Put it down the drain and throw it on my property. And just
they
got to
stop that, Raymond.
Huh?
They got to stop that.
Man, they need to stop it, man, you know? Like I had to, like I told one yesterday, I said, man, if I could have seen you, would have already moved. You know? They'd be joking, and the government, the sanitary people, they got to start waking naughty. They're joking. Because it ain't like they don't know this situation. I've called them and spoke to them on several occasions. You know? Some
you
got to
keep the process going.
Say it again?
You got to keep the process going.
Yeah, some people just nasty, naughty, listen.
Now, you have a platform here, Brandon. You could always call in and agitate.
Yeah,
I just don't want you busting no corner nobody.
This is the nastiest people I ever live around. Honest to heaven.
I hope they get it together for your sake, Brandon. You don't deserve to go through that.
I have to get it together. Once God gives me breath and keeps me healthy, then I have to get it together. Thank you for your time, Naughty. You're doing a beautiful job.
Always, Brandon. Glad to hear from you. Always a pleasure, man.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, brother. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I bet you the belt ain't killed no one yet. Naughty, and which one was more effective, the belt or the slipper? It depends, because if you got them in combination, they were doubly effective. But I think the belt might have been a little more effective than the slipper, because the belt, you can get running cuts with the belt. You can eventually learn how to duck the slipper, but you couldn't duck them running cuts with the belt. You run mine and whoosh, bye! Get you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Them 7 inches, yeah, pop! And it stick to you a little bit. When they pull it off, it'd be like, throw water, cool it down. So I would say the belt. Naughty good day. Shane is running for his own selfishness. He wants to win and run up against the leadership post for the PLP. Oh, so Texas, you saying his ulterior motive is to become leader of the PLP? Oh, well, that would make a lot of sense why Mr. Mitchell would reject him. Because if anybody's going to be leader of the PLP after Mr. Davis, it's going to be Mr. Mitchell in his mind. I don't know how, but anyway, because there's some criteria to that, but anyway. Naughty, you killing me with that boomerang high heel story, but it's true, ain't nothing like them good old cut skins, man. That's that will make you who you are and who you is. Naughty, you have any link with any grouper or conk? Don't try to send me no hogfish and say hogfish. Listen to me. Stop it. Don't insult hog snapper. Because hog snapper might be better than grouper. Don't go there. But I'll tell you where to go. Go hear my people at Geneva Brass. Tell them I sent you. They got grouper, hog snapper, and conk. They'll hook you up. All right? But don't try diss no hog snapper now, brother. Nor do you think Fred is going to play the Kenny Rogers song for Shane the Gambler? Naughty. Oh, Lord, I ain't gonna read it, right? Texas say, Naughty, I with Bremen. I got a perfect spot where they could have put Pearly. And it ain't 4-6. I know, but I ain't gonna say it. Naughty, I agree with Bremen. Some of these people around by me, they must be founded, the people around by Bremen. They're so nasty, they must be raised by goat. Naughty, I ever held a belt? Yeah, but I held a belt, but I was later on in life when I was rusty teenager. When I watched too much Chuck Norris, you know what I mean? And I got to pull that off of the old man. He's like, oh, you're mine now. Okay, let me go get the shotgun. But I tried that with mommy one time, and she take off the slipper, Lord bless her dad, and katuffy me a couple of times, and then beat me with the belt. Yeah, so I tried. But it didn't work. All right. Now listen here. Let me just, y'all want some tunes? I could bust some tunes off for y'all right now. Mr. Producer, line up the first one. Hey, we got a second caller? Let's get the talking heads.
Hello. Naughty by nature. We don't hate you.
We're saying get a news network.
All right, welcome back. I read you, man. I thought I was just going to forget me, man. I didn't burn $5 waiting on you. Use my voice.
Man, I, my apologies, man. What's going on?
Listen, you know what I appreciate about you, Naughty? Ain't much else, man. Who's call a spade and speak truth to power, you know. Because I listen to you a lot, and then some callers call, some say some things, and you hit them with the truth. Because a lot of people rather run away with the truth, and like the politicians, the people that say, if they like you, they lie for you. And if they don't like you, they lie on you. See, the problem is not whether Shane, I know Shane is a good man, flip side. He's an excellent man. Shane used to be my president. I watched that nigga, well, not nigga, sorry about that. I watched that dude in action. Ain't much better than Shane. But there is a flip side to Mr. Gibson. And the Bahamian people refuse to look at it. See, you can offer something, and you only tell the bright side of it, and you don't look at the flip side of it. So you can make an informed decision. Now, like you say, Shane had gone out of the gate without the permission of his party in my cab. Mr. Mitchell had to pull him back and say, "Now, hold on. You going about this the wrong way. That ain't how
kind of going rogue.
Exactly. You're going rogue. That ain't the way this organization run." So why is it fast forward to today? Oh, Lord God, rest his soul. I love him. Obie Wilchcombe's body ain't cold yet, even in the ground yet. The instructions from the party, Naughty, was this: we as an organization will not do anything until our dear friend and colleague has been laid to rest. Then the world coming off my car, get run from there to West End and Bimini to go be campaigning, and Obi body ain't going down yet. And like that text to say, it has to be an ulterior personal motive with Shane. Because Shane can do a good job if he go in there the correct way. But he is circumventing the party's rules and regulations. And Bahamians need to accept that. Something is wrong with that, Naughty.
And if you're trying to get in, circumventing rules and regulations, just imagine what you could do if you get back in.
If you get back in? If you get, and people talk about that, yes, Mr. Christie said what is correct. All Bahamians should be eligible to vote. But if you can't wait on the rules and regulations of what the party say and run independent, he can do that.
And all kind of rumors coming out now, boy. Naughty, I hear the pushing for Shingle Shane so he can take over the Ministry of Grand Bahama.
Well, guess what? You know Shane right on. Listen, and Shane was the Hurricanes, Naughty, if you remember, because if you write your memory.
Man, GNN, don't do it. Now listen, I want you to listen out. I get Anton on the call. The
wait, hold up before you go to Anton. I got one more thing to say.
I got
to
ask him some serious PLP questions because I know he can know.
Hold on. Let's take the Sparky. Sparky is what of course we call just now. Sparky 72. I 12 years behind Sparky. Sparky's supposed to know how to put a good soup together, man. That soup Sparky put together, that's modern soup. What happened to the dry cone? Come from Cat Island, my big brother, that they sent me the other day with dry coke from Cat Island, Big Joe, and salt beef, and ham skin, man, Sparky.
I bet you on the salt beef and ham skin, that's a must.
Yeah, man, that's a dry coke.
There you go.
Okay, buddy, thanks for taking my
call. We can talk soon. It's some rib, too. I ain't gonna lie. We can talk. Let's go to the phone line. Let me get Anton, please. And 52, continue the whole, I coming to you as well. Anton, we got to make it quick. What's happening, man? What you got for me?
Boy, look here, hey, I just saw one right, but what caused me to call in when I hear you play that bad one? Where you get the one from? What you know with
don't
that
worry, I got two more to bust off before I go to the break.
Hey, that's a bad Luciano.
That's Luciano, I tell your mother, one of the greatest for the messenger.
I know the song, you know, I know it. But look here.
That remind me of plenty of politicians around here.
Now, look here, Naughty. I'm certain that your show has not gone to or stoop to the level of being promoted by conspiracy theories. I'm certain that is not the case, because if that's the case, I got to wonder what's your serial motive.
Well, you know, I don't believe in conspiracy theories or political BS, so, you know, be straight. And I don't entertain either.
COI,
conspiracy theories, or PLP or FNM BS. So what you got for me?
Mr. Gibson has not broken any kind of laws, any kind of constitutional laws of the Progressive Liberal Party. He has not broken any kind of law. He has not done anything untoward as it relates to the now vacancy of West.
He just didn't listen to your chairman, but I mean, everything good. Not everybody's listening to Fred. Or your voice notes.
I go in there.
I did. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I hear you say you wanted to ask me a question. What was that question before I
the question
it?
Is? That's the question.
What's
rumors
that?
Swirling. I got two rumors swirling. And this coming out of your camp. You know, they talk to me. I hear my ears in everybody camp.
Right.
They say there's infighting within the PLP. Some people do not want to see a return of Mr. Gibson. Because they feel the ulterior motive is for him to get in, potentially with an eye on the Grand Bahama ministry position, and additionally, one day on the leadership position. Considering, you know, things ain't things with y'all, and y'all eat it at the polls, he in his seat, he in line to challenge for leadership at a convention down the line. So my question to you is that why Mr. Mitchell has his knickers in a knot? And so, you know, adamant about Mr. Gibson not returning. Because, you know, I always thought if anybody going to be leader after Brave, in his mind, it's going to be Fred Mitchell. So tell me what's really going on.
First and foremost, any and every cabinet position is at the pleasure of the leader and the prime minister, Mr. Davis. Okay? And so unless one of those persons who put in a room out there is Mr. Davis, pay no attention to it, right? Pay no attention to it. And secondly, there's nothing wrong with some level of infighting within every organization, because it actually tells you that democracy is alive, well, and kicking. When you don't have any infighting in the organization, when you have a situation where whatever it says actually goes, that's when you know you have a problem and there is no democracy within that organization or institution.
But Anton, what happens when the infighting is rife with personal agendas?
Well, naughty.
And you can see through it?
Naughty. There is no infighting on top of all of that. I just wanted to clarify that point. There's no infighting.
The infighting becomes with a lot of entitlement as well.
No, hold on, naughty. There's no infighting between the leader, the national chairman, the leader and prime minister, the national chairman and minister, and former cabinet minister, Mr. Sheehan Gibson, as well as former prime minister, right, Honorable Perry Gladstone Christie. There is absolutely no infighting. We are a tent that respects each other's voices. We operate by the law, within the law of the constitution of the party, and as the national chairman stated, this situation in terms of seeing who would become the successor for the late cabinet minister Obi Roscombe will be done strictly by the constitution of the Progressive Liberal Party. And that's Delia wrote the note. There is no issue,
right,
Naughty. The only issue, Naughty, before I go, the only issue is we are going to return as government, and that's an issue for the FNM. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Can I call BS now or later on that answer? You know, I can call BS. Have a good weekend, brother.
Thank you. You too, Naughty.
All right, let's get to 52. 52, what's good, man? Well, call us back in the second hour. I might stretch it over a little bit. Mr. Producer, man, you know, hit him with that next one real quick while we go to the break, man. And, of course, you know, I can continue to do it, man. You know, listen, we got to get better politically as a country. We need some maturation. And if I got to do this each and every day, I ain't never scared. Let them know, Mr. Producer.
Light of mercy. Whoa, whoa. Gonna fire upon a we got Babylon and the free jack could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me gonna fire upon a we got Babylon and the free jack could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend.
It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Oh, plead my cause, O Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. Order my steps, O Jah. The way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Call the wicked in a Babylon, sue ya if you're weak. Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when when the wicked rise against me.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, Jaws Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We feel dead on, dead on. The wicked are gonna feel it. We will take the stand against the ones who oppress us. And by every means, I give up, I live up now. You would stop killing
on the Friday, the 13th, October 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, and he come be right up until 6 p.m. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? We got Pearly zoomed in. Chime in there, Pearly, if you zoomed in. If not, he will be zooming in.
I'm here. I'm right here. I'm right here.
What's going on, Pearlissimo?
Well, the only good thing for me right now is the Atlanta Braves got eliminated yesterday, too. So I don't have to listen to good friend Theodore Sweeting or Trey Thompson. I can now relax because they're in the same boat I am.
Come on over to the Losers Lounge. You're the last to lose. He got exactly out of the season what my Yankees got. Focus.
I sent two tickets for them, so they're joining me. They have a nice seat up front in front of the big screen TV.
Yeah, because they got Bubkis. They got Nada.
Yeah. But you know the top five teams in the major leagues are out of the playoffs?
Now that's the big cry. Does it division or should you just get the wild card?
I'm just saying how amazing that is this year. The five teams with the best record have all been eliminated.
Gone.
Baltimore, Tampa Bay, the Dodgers, Atlanta, and Milwaukee.
All right. Well, before we get today in sports history, and we pick this portion up and who's in and who's out, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, Jeff here. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Right here, man. Just wanted to take 2 seconds of your previous topic.
Only because it's you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm still waiting for 52 because, you know, he always got some very salient points to also contribute. But, you know, I want to basically put it out there. We need to get past the point where we, start dismissing those who we deem as conspiracy theorists. There are many things put out there that actually came about from conspiracy theorists that turned out. And the more that we try to deny these persons' voices and being the conspiracists that they are, then basically we only shooting ourselves in the foot. That's just like the underdog of games. You know, you think that the team that always leads is always going to come out on top, but the underdog, who everyone underestimates, sometimes surprises people. So we need to stop discounting these people.
I don't have a problem with conspiracy theories or theorists. Sometimes I have a problem with the messenger delivering the conspiracy theory.
I agree. And I'm also with you on that. But on the whole concept of the existence of them, I would not dismiss them. But like you said, this is the message that they bring. Some are salient and some are just pure garbage. We just have to select which is topics that we're going to deal with. And the rest we just discard. But that's all I wanted to contribute today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend, my brother. All right, let's get into today in sports history. I brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And then we got lots to talk about, boy. Boy, I tell you, Lewis's Lounge getting full baseball-wise, I tell you. And don't forget, it's happy hour at Naughty Johnnies today, 5 to 7. It's just kicked off. Be sure to check them out. They got great highball specials, great food specials. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. And don't forget, breakfast tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. at Naughty Johnny, Saturday and Sunday. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long. Good stuff. All right. On this day, 1903, Friday the 13th, 1903. Well, October 13th. 1903, the Boston Red Sox defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-0 in the first modern World Series. They won the series 5-3. You had to win all of 5 games back then? My God.
Yeah.
Then you have, in 1947, the Toronto Maple Leafs of NHL All-Stars in the first official All-Star game. 1951, in Atlanta, Georgia, football with a rubber covering was used for the first time. Georgia beat Louisiana State 25-7.
All right.
1960, The World Series ended on a home run for the first time. Bill Mazeroski's bottom of the ninth home run allowed the Pirates to beat the Yankees. One of the greatest home run hits ever. One of the best calls, too.
Yeah.
1961, Jackie Lee of the Houston Oilers threw for 457 yards and two touchdowns against the Boston Patriots. The game ended 31-31. 1967, the first game of the new American Basketball Association was played. Pat Boone, the owner of the Oakland Oaks, sang the national anthem. You remember Pat Boone?
Yeah. I remember him.
1970, Dave McNally.
The red, white, and blue ball.
There you go. Dave McNally of the Baltimore Orioles in 1970 became the only pitcher to date to hit a grand slam in the World Series. The first World Series night game was telecast on NBC. Baltimore defeated Pittsburgh 4-3 in game four at Three River Stadium.
Yep.
1971, Bing Crosby, part owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, threw out the first ball in the game for the World Series between the Pirates and the Orioles. 1985, Phil Sims of the New York Giants passed for 513 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. He set NFL records with 62 pass attempts and 29 first downs.
I actually watched that game.
That was a big game, boy. I remember that.
Yeah.
1998, the Pittsburgh Penguins filed for federal Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for the second time in their history.
Yep. 1998,
the NBA canceled regular season games due to work stoppage for the first time in 51 years. And in 2002, the Anaheim Angels defeated the Minnesota Twins to advance to their first World Series. Sports quote of the day, sweat plus sacrifice equals success. Charlie Finley. All right.
Yep.
Let's get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And Purdy Boy, right out the break, let's talk. What did you say it was? Yeah. The top five teams in baseball have hit the skids?
Top five, the Atlanta Braves, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Baltimore Orioles, and the Milwaukee Brewers, all out. And they have just the five best records in baseball this year, all out.
Gone.
Between the five of them, only one win.
Wow. So who do you like from here?
I really like Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia. And I like Texas, but I don't know. Something tell me you can't sleep on the defending on Houston. You can't sleep on the defending champs.
Something tell me.
They're veterans. They've been there. I think Texas got a better hitting team, but the Astros is the Astros.
Boy, I don't know. I think you're gonna have some more surprises before it's all said and done.
Well, I actually believe that Arizona has had its World Series. Them beating the Dodgers, that's it.
Right. You know what is making me upset today? Secrets leaked from Yankees' war room. They passed on Bryce Harper in 2019, but unanimously.
Yeah?
Not one idiot in that room could have said, are you crazy? Let's pay him. Yankees get what they deserve.
He was a bit flamboyant like that, so they didn't think his work ethics or work habits or ethics were there. So that might be the reason why they passed. But I mean, Bryce Harper was the creme de la creme and the most highly sought after. Everybody was crying for him.
Well, if this is any indication, Pearly, you have to sell me on this one. Early hot stir of news. Bellinger to Yankees are heating up. The rumors are heating up.
That's been a talk from trade before the trade deadline that they were after Belly. And he wants to be in New York. His baby mama lives there. So I would happening. That might just happen.
But I don't think is he an asset to the club at this stage?
Yeah, man. He had a good year. He had a really good year at Chicago, and he brings to you a center field. Still probably one of the best defensive center fielders in baseball. So if you pick him up, I would want him back to L.A., but if y'all get him, that's a good move, in my opinion.
I've taken it from you and keep it objective on that, because...
No, he had a decent year. He got hurt a little bit in Chicago, but he had a decent year in Chicago. I think he vastly improved from what he had in L.A.
But it tells me you're not addressing pitching.
Say that again?
They're not addressing pitching.
That's not saying they're not addressing pitching. That's the hot stove stuff out right now. That don't mean they're not going to address pitching. They probably will. They know they have to address pitching. You don't need pitching. They know that.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. And after we talk to the phone lines, I got a clip we need to play from Rich Eisen regarding Russell Wilson, because I want to talk to you about Russell Wilson on who's in and who's out, Pearly. Brought to you by Tropical Jars. But let's go to the phone lines real quick. On radio.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything good. Hey, Pearly, what's going on, man? It's your favorite Buffalo Bills, the Yankees calling him, man.
Hey, my brother.
I got to call a couple of weeks or 2 weeks to talk about my Buffalo beating in Miami, but I couldn't get you.
Blame Naughty.
No. You must be on enough times without me, Mr. Superstar.
I thought about the energy. I got to keep the same energy. You know?
No, I will. Of course. We get your January 9th. Don't worry about that.
All right. You know what I'm saying? But I just got a couple of points to make. The baseball situation. Well, that's something made with all these big teams getting knocked already. So, I mean, especially the Dodgers. I didn't think they're going to do that. No, sorry, not the Dodgers, the Braves. I didn't think they were going to do that to the Braves, man. I mean, what? That's crazy.
I got two of my good friends in the losing lines on the same weekend.
Every one of those five teams that get knocked out is a shocker. Everyone.
And look here, and that's why I'm scared now. I don't even know if I want Yankees to win the division next year, man.
You got to get wild card.
No, it's not that, you know, you need to play, you need a 7-game series.
Yeah, man, they need to.
The crap of this, the 5-game series don't make no sense. You need a 7-game series. They should be the NBA 7-game series.
But wasn't it a 7-game series, or is it been like the World Series?
World Series.
No.
World Series.
Wow.
The division round is 3-5.
The league championship series is also 7 games, but I think.
One of them is 7 before you get to the World Series.
I think wild card should be best out of 5, and everything else best out of 7.
Yeah, that's good.
What you would do is probably
baseball is different from football and basketball. You know, home field advantage don't really matter unless it's like tied going into the ninth inning.
But if they extend, it to all 7 games, then I would recommend also that they keep the season on 150 games.
That probably makes sense.
That's 150 games, and then bring best out of 5 for the wild card, best out of 7 for the division series, the championship series, and the World Series.
Yeah, I got another point. What y'all make with my Buffalo Bills, man? Stephon Diggs and I see everybody talking about the high rate. How you get on the sideline? I think he was mad at himself for 2. I think he was mad at Josh Allen.
No, but Josh defended him. They had a quote yesterday from Josh saying, Josh defended him, and then they quoted and say, it feels good to be a teammate like that who got your back. So they're all right.
Now, mind you, now I know a blow coming because our defense, we march right up. I mean, all our big dogs out, man. I know it coming because we can need our defense to beat the likes of Cincinnati and Kansas City and probably y'all know the Dolphins. So,
but the good thing is you play them, you get some. Beatable teams, and so while you get healthy, and then by the time you get healthy, but you get Vaughn Miller back this weekend, I think.
All right.
You had Vaughn Miller back last weekend, but it didn't do them good.
All right.
Yeah, but Vaughn was on a pitch clock last week.
I think if there's any solace, my brother, I think your 3-2 Buffalo Bills, like my Dallas Cowboys, are an extremely underrated team. A lot of people like to kick us because we down and pile on. But at the end of the day, we will be heard from.
Now, I just talk about the Chargers this week, though.
I think so, too.
Y'all got the Chargers.
Now,
my
question.
The coach just don't know what he's doing. He just don't know if he want to go for it or if he ain't making no sense.
Now, my question to you is, how come Dak Prescott, with 15 interceptions, is a turnover bucket. But Josh Allen with 15 interceptions and all kind of turnovers is an elite quarterback.
He only had 14.
Okay. 14 and 15. Really? How come he's elite and Dak is a turnover?
Josh, just out of his kind of makeup doc. It's like he's be hoping and praying his defense get him off the hook. Josh is kind of make up for it now.
He's trying to make up for it?
No, he's
them turnovers what I saw him do in London the other day?
he only had one of them.
I guess there's a white collar crime and blue collar crime. You got white collar turnovers and black collar turnovers, I guess.
I guess it's a big difference. Josh is a way better quarterback than Doc now. You know that?
How so with the same 15 interceptions? How many playoff victories he got? How many Super Bowls he got? He's a white bucket. Doc is a beige bucket. Why don't we all call it for what it is?
You call 28 or 30 other teams right now, who they would pick between Doc and Josh? Come on, they'll pick Josh so quick. Come on now. Come on.
No,
now.
Sir. That's what you're going on the media. You're going on what the media tells you about Josh. So you might believe that. But you ask 30 general managers right now.
I get the
same
eye
thing. The eye testing.
Yeah,
I see 14 and I see 15 under the interception category. I don't see too much difference in that eye test. I want to know how come Josh is elite and Doc is a bucket. That's all.
No, Bob, we said Josh is still getting his criticism now. Don't sleep.
No, sir.
Hey, Doddy.
No.
Pearly, still up?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Pearly, again, jump on y'all enough 14. Y'all don't let me down against them. I forget what y'all playing, but I know y'all up. Y'all favorite, but y'all two touchdowns, eh?
Yeah, bet the over.
Bet the over, eh?
Yeah, take Miami in the points. Take Miami in the points.
All right, then. That's all good. Anyhow, okay. I can leave y'all alone, man. I can finish this in New York. Take it easy.
Hey,
okay,
y'all be safe, man. Enjoy your weekend. Hey, Naughty, has Pearly offered you any Dodger dog? He has finally listened to me. Them Dodgers will choke, and the manager has to go. Kershaw was supposed to be a savior. He still had two words for me. The WNBA team put in for, let's go Yankees in your belly.
He asked me what the two words is. I tell him, check with you.
But I tell you, revert back to Pearly for them two words. Yeah, but text, I can't lie. Boy, Jonquel, them took some cut skin last night, though. Jeez, sir.
Oh, my goodness. They were, oh, my goodness. Hey, oh, Lord. Naughty.
They were down
naughty,
by 18 naughty. In the first half, cut it to 8 at the half, like they were getting ready to come back, and then got housed in the second half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing pretty about that.
They get all their things and more. I don't know, but they said that they're coming back to New York. They'll be home, and they know what they have to do, and they're coming to fight.
All right. Well, we're sliding into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We got the chef coming and the crew. And Carl on and the gang over there at Tropical Gyros. Listen, did you watch Russell Wilson last night, Pearly?
Yes. 95 more yards.
Is it safe to say that he's washed?
Boy, you know what? No. I'll tell you why.
All right. Go ahead.
He's playing. He can't play Sean Payton's type style football. That's not his type. That's not his style. That hurting him. He's a deep ball thrower. Sean Payton is a drop back, two step, a three step, step, bop, bop, bop. That's not his style. That's not his style. He's not Drew Brees.
No, I agree. Now listen, Pearly. I got several texters calling and say, listen, Pearly. Don't feel any weight about what Naughty and these callers in Texas are telling you. You did a great job because you come from SAC and you represented SAC Nation very well. Soccer pride.
Thank you very much. You know.
Let me get that. Ugh. Almost threw up in my mouth. Go ahead.
That's all right. That's all right. No problem.
Here's the deal. Let's get to Rich Eisen real quick. He's got the breakdown on Russell Wilson. Pearly, I think Russell may be done, you know.
I don't
he's
think so.
Not getting the he's not getting the support from Peyton. It's clear Peyton don't want him as a quarterback. Now.
I know, and I think if you see Cleveland start to lose a couple more games, they can make some trades, and he could be on the trading block.
Jets or Robbie another Quick. One could be a quick fix to the New York Jets.
Jets ain't got no offensive lines, so I don't know.
Boy, but that Russell Wilson to Cleveland, though. How fast is he learning that offense, Pearly?
That might not be a bad move.
All right, well, let's check in with Rich Eisen, Mr. Producer.
I didn't see a steady decline in him, so I don't see that. I don't see that. I just think that's the wrong system, and it's hurting him. I think he needs to get the hell out of Denver and get somewhere where he can be more.
Now, listen, let's go to Rich Eisen and get his take on it right now. Boy, listen, I think something out there with Russ there, Pearly. Russ may be done.
I don't think so.
Let's check it out and see what they got to say.
As for the Broncos, I mean, what in the world has happened to Russell Wilson? I mean, seriously, Steve, you must be hearing everything too.
Yeah.
What in the world has happened to Russell Wilson?
And Rich, think about when we were watching him with Seattle. We just had Matt Mayoko on from the NBC Bay Area, and he was talking about watching how Russell Wilson used to destroy the 49ers back in the day.
Yeah.
Just think about how he would line up, you know, in shotgun, take five-step drops. He's 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage running around, throwing the ball 40 yards downfield to Doug Baldwin. He just looked automatic every time. It didn't matter what his offensive line was. And he looked great. And now he's throwing the ball from like 6 yards behind line of scrimmage, getting it batted down like there's 10 J.J. Watts in front of him. He does not look confident whatsoever. And clearly Sean Payton is about at his wit's end with him.
Yeah, he used to wear people out.
Yes.
Remember, he would used to wear people out. Just roll. And it's just like, oh, he's rolling out again? Really? He's going to, you know, you couldn't get him down. End plays and extend plays and extend plays and look down the field and just wear you out with his legs and with his arm. And now he just looks worn out, period. I cannot believe what has happened. He was on the track and the path to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's no question about that. And right now, you have to wonder if, you know, out goes Randy Gregory, out goes Frank Clark. If, you know, if they're just pruning the tree a little bit here. To keep on pruning the tree a little bit here. And, you know, Sean Payton's not getting one and done like Nathaniel Hackett.
No.
So all you got to do is just keep on like this and talk about how, as Sean Payton said after the game, he's disappointed but not discouraged because they tried hard. And that just sounds to me unlike he's just trying to keep a brave face on right now. He knows what's going on, I imagine, with his team and what everything else is going on. Potentially down the road as well.
Yeah.
And why in the hell wouldn't he want what I'm sure Belichick maybe in heart of hearts is thinking about? Any other coach that they've got a trophy or trophies in the case and certain amount of road in front of them that remains for their legacies, for their own Hall of Fame resumes. Caleb Williams sitting out there. I mean, let's not kid each other. This kid is so damn good. And so amazing. How do you not sit here and think about that right now?
Well, I'm sure they're thinking about it, Rich. I mean, the Broncos can actually get out from under Russell Wilson. There will be some cap cost if they do that. But after the season, they can get out from under him.
Why wouldn't they?
And I think that's happening. And, you know, and I think there's going to be significant change with that staff next year and this roster. It is just amazing. Again, I'm a big Russell Wilson.
Listen, Pearly, I'm thinking some handwriting on the wall there. I'm going to watch Russell Wilson very carefully over the last couple of games. I think he may not be in Denver next year. Could be elsewhere, but not Denver. Let's go to the phone lines. We got 52 on the phone.
I don't think he'll be in Denver. I think that he will be somewhere else, but he's not washed up at Denver.
All right. 52, what's good, man?
Good or naughty?
All good, my brother. I hope all is well with you and yours. What you got for us?
Yeah, what's good, I'm pretty. Yeah, I hope you're in mind, all right, Naughty.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Right, Naughty. I was trying to get
go
it,
ahead.
But listen, man. I don't know. I had a little man in the shop on the table right, to cut the material, right? And little man started bouncing big man. He only 1 year and a couple of months. So they said, Luciano, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, little man started bouncing. Right? See, what's going on? I had to let you know that, but Pearly, you know I like you all win Sunday, right?
Yeah, I like you too.
Yeah, but hold on. I got a joke for you, Naughty. I don't want you all to get mad, but, you know, I sat down and watched my steel curtain for the first game, a whole game, right? Uh-huh. I was ecstatic. I had a good time. I got a little scared, but, you know, divisional teams, what time it is with them type of rivalry, right, Burley? But
yeah,
I was very, very impressed. I love my team. I love the public-private partnership between Pickett and Pickens, right?
I love
the partnership between Pickett and Pickens, right? But also, there's a new superstar emerging. I mean, you all give me the rundown on him. I think I know the name is Warren, but Jalen Warren, right?
Jalen Warren,
yeah. Listen to me. He's a spin master. So I'm still dizzy, right? I'm still dizzy from the moves I saw this young gentleman made. And so I don't want you and Purdy to play that off. But me personally, right, I haven't remember seeing those type of spin maybe from Joe Morris' time and Walter Payton.
Listen,
but that guy is a spin master, and you got to give him credit. And as a matter of fact, I got to watch the replay on them because I'm still dizzy. You saw it, right, Purdy? I think
running back of the future.
Man, listen, but how long he played, though? I mean, like, he came in with the Steelers or he came in with another team?
He was drafted by the Steelers.
With the coach there, the coach there was for a while. What's the name of the coach of the Steelers, man?
Tomlin.
Tomlin. But from they got rid of Chuck Noll and the rest, right? It seems to me that he's built a team quick when it comes to running back. I think Steelers had like a core running backs. Even though they were failing, but some point they went to the Super Bowl here and there, and they have a good record, right? But he always seems to pick good wide receivers. I remember Plexico Burrows, Yancey Thigpen, all of these guys. He always put a good team together.
Why are you going to Yancey Thigpen, boy? Are you digging the files for that one?
Yeah, but listen to me. Listen to me, man. But I like Purdy them. I wanted Purdy them to win to upset people. I was glad, but Purdy Dodgers. I don't know what happened. I just heard about it. You know, I used to follow the Phillies. That used to be my team because my grandma went to school over there. But that's what I used to follow up. But I ended the Steelers again, man, because I see what kind of team we got. So we 3-2. So, but I'm still scared, Burley. You know why, right? I'm scared of the 49ers, even though they're in the NFC.
But take my word for it.
But Naughty, Burley, you win the game, but your darling, you'll get beat Sunday, Naughty.
We get beat by like BT from the church, man. You know that 52?
Burley, I turned the TV off. When my Naughty, I was pulling for you all, man. Come on, Marcus, my boy, pulling for you all. I see one big line when you all got there. You all cheating with him, number 78 or. I think because he weighed me to be 400 pounds. Any double limit on how much you could weigh now, man. And he destroying people on the field. I thought you all really was going to win. But I got a little quick comment before I go, Naughty. You guys know where the term conspiracy theorists come from, right?
Say it again.
Yeah.
You guys know?
Let them know.
I impressed myself because I'm so dumb. I always reading and I remembered. But when I Googled it just now, I found out that I'd remembered right. So I'm so ignorant and dumb until I have to read because I realize the extent of my own ignorance. Okay? So no, I don't want to play hate meal. The term conspiracy theorist was coined by the CIA, like I said years ago and the other day on the radio. And they did it after JFK assassination. And so now that you watch the documentary on JFK assassination, right? Like I tell people boldly, once someone don't believe, see, a conspiracy theorist is not really a conspiracy theorist, but sometimes mostly a factualist and then a nonconformist. So by being a nonconformist, you bring out the truth because you're not conforming in the hands of the masses. You're not seeking refuge with the common man or what everybody thinks. So just remember that. Bear that in mind. Go and check it up for yourself. So now why would the CIA come up with the term conspiracy theorist after the death of JFK? Come on, man. There's no such thing as conspiracy theorists, man. You know, it's just a nonconformist. Give people a break. Sometime a person is right. During the pandemic, was I not right? Were all of the experiments, all of the documentations coming out now bringing out the truth?
You were 20 years ahead of the pandemic.
That's the way for humanity to go. Just shut down everyone. And even on Google, I find Google lying today when it asks which book in the Bible has "I am the Lord thy God, I come out of the land of Egypt." You know what Google tell me? Google went to the part in the Bible where they say, "I lead you out of the land of Egypt." When I go and check Hosea 13, it says exactly what I was saying. So Google is lying too, man. You just have to have the knowledge to know. Give thanks.
Peace, say 52. Have a good weekend. Pearly, we got to get to some picks. Then we got to get to the break. And then Rich Eisen taking us home. With a multitude of things to talk about. As a matter of fact, he got the whole "what's more likely." And he even got your boy Tua in there, the 49ers, Joe Burrow and the Ravens. Okay. It should be quite interesting.
Okay.
All right, well, we all were right last night with the Kansas City Chiefs over the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Here's what we got going into the weekend now. You got the 9:30 game on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I like the Ravens over the Titans.
Me too.
Then you got your 1 o'clock games. I like the Commanders and the Falcons. I like the Falcons over the Commanders.
I like the Falcons at home, yeah.
I like the Seahawks against the Bengals coming off the bye, rested, ready to go. And
Joe Burrow's is starting to feel better. I like it. I like the Bengals at home. I almost benched him on Sunday. I'm glad I didn't.
Listen, that's one thing. But they played Arizona, Purdy. Yes, Seattle got some issues with the corners. And Jamar Chase may get his balls. One or two, you know. But
I still like Cincinnati.
That pass rush of that sense is going to give that offensive line problems for Cincinnati. And they got some injuries on that O-line. They got some suspect characters there. I think it's going to be a tight game, but Seattle gets it on the road. That's what I think.
Okay.
The Colts and the Jaguars. Jonathan Taylor is not completely back getting the full workload. He's going to share it with Zach Moss. I think the Colts are going to put up some points, but I think the Jaguars know this division opponent and get it done at home.
I think so, too, but I think Jonathan will get a little more work this week. And
get some more burn this week.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You got the Panthers and the Dolphins.
I think the Dolphins by two touchdowns. Dolphins by two touchdowns.
I don't know about the two touchdowns, but definitely
Denver, two or 308 yards, 320 plus yards, three touchdowns.
All right, the Bears and the Vikings. I like the Vikings to get this one done.
Me too.
Even though there's no Justin Jefferson for the Vikings, they got enough with the running backs and enough with the wide receivers that they have. The Bears offense, the Bears defense is horrible.
If it was any other team, I would have been more concerned, but I'm not concerned about the Bears.
49ers and the Browns. 49ers. Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
The Saints and the Texans.
While the Texans and the quarterback is really coming along, I still think the Saints is a better team right now, and I think the Saints by field goal.
I like the Saints by a field goal, too, but I can't tell you whether I would not be surprised if the Texans won this game.
It would not surprise me because it's only a one-point favorite, but I still have a feeling. I just think the Saints are a little better team.
All our games. I like the Raiders over the Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots offense is in shambles, and the Raiders got good defense. The defense is improving.
Yeah, it's improving.
Excuse me. I like the Lions over the Buccaneers in a tight game, but I like the Lions over the Bucs. I think just
don't
better
know why
team.
People think the Bucs are that good. I think the Lions really can mop the floor with the Bucs.
You got the Cardinals and the Rams. I like the Rams to win that one.
I like the Rams. I think Nakua is coming up to be a very good wide receiver.
This may be a trap game for the Eagles, but until they lose, I can't go against them, so I got to pick the Eagles.
I don't call this a trap game. I think Las Vegas crazy with a six point favorite. I think the Eagles beat them by 10 by double digits.
I don't know. A lot of defense
They're going to let the way the Jets play last week be fool's gold, in your words, and they're going to get brought back down to earth the same weekend.
The Bills and the Giants on Sunday night.
I picked the Bills, but I wouldn't be surprised if this be the upset of the weekend. It would not shock.
Dear Jesus.
Oh, no. But I changed my mind. I just remember Daniel Jones is out. So, no hope.
No. Daniel Jones is out.
Yeah, no hope. Bills.
Monday night? Who you like?
Want to be honest with you, I think it'll be a bounce back game for the Cowboys. I think Dak will put up some good numbers, shut the critics down for 1 week. I picked the Dallas by a field goal.
Yeah, you said it. I like them by a touchdown, 27-20. In the Kellen Moore revenge factor game, I like Dak to get right this week. I'm still not jumping on his bandwagon. I'm just saying that the secondary in with the Chargers is horrible. They allow 8.3 yards per play to receivers. As a whole on the defense, they're allowing 7 yards a play. You can run the ball against them. It might be a shootout early, but Dallas pulls it in, man.
All Doc got to do is understand to get a little more than CeeDee Lamb to throw the ball to, and he'll be all right.
Ah, you got it. So good stuff, Pearly, as always. We're going to take break. And on the flip side of the break, Richie Eisen going to take us home. So enjoy the rest of your 49er week and into the weekend. Pearly, be safe. I appreciate you. Good job holding it down. And for Waldorf, the engineer extraordinaire holding it down, I hope you and his Dolphins win this weekend for your all sake, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And we'll see you all Monday right here for Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a great weekend, Bahamas, and if you can be good, be good at it.
Lord have mercy. Fire, banner, we got Babylon and the free Jack. Could have never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire, banner, we got Babylon and the free Jack. Could have never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown.
Juicy fried mashed potatoes with gravy and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Dengue fever may cause a severe flu-like illness that can affect both adults and children. One way to protect yourself bitten by the mosquito that carries the virus, repair any holes in windows and door screens where mosquitoes can get into your home. Dark and bold colors can attract mosquitoes, so wear light-colored and loose-fitting, long-sleeved shirts and long pants. Use a repellent with DEET to help keep mosquitoes away. Fight the bite. Do your part to protect you and your family from dengue fever. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Attention, Bahamas. Our national pride is at stake. The Nations League is in full swing, and our men's national team for an epic showdown against Antigua and Barbuda. On Saturday, October 14th at 6 p.m., join us at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium and cheer on our Junkanoo boys to victory. This is a must-win match for our Group B standing, and we need your support now more than ever. Get your tickets today for VIP, general, or children's seating. Options at BahamasFA.net or call 821-3891. Bahamas, let's stand with pride and bring home this win.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home, more special, more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun. Now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Right. Shout out Deion Sanders for allowing us to say play my music all the time. All right, Rich.
I like it.
Hey, breaking news, Rich, you're in London. You're in London.
You're there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you got Ravens and Titans coming up. What's more likely to be the higher total? Ravens dropped touchdowns or combined actual touchdowns in your game?
I'm going to go combined actual touchdowns in this game. I think the Ravens have heard all about these drop passes. And they're gonna hold on to the football a little bit better. They have to. Let's put it that way. I mean, five drop passes and a loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if you like running plays, tune in Sunday morning on NFL Network at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Since Mike Vrabel came into the league, I have this note on my card, on my board.
Okay.
Since Mike Vrabel came into the league in 2018. No two teams have run the ball more times or for total yards or for more yards per game than the Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens. They are 1 and 2 on both of those lists or all three of those lists. Nobody's run the ball more times for more rushing yards and for more rushing yards per game than these two teams.
Jeez.
Get ready for a lot of running and maybe even from Lamar Jackson as well.
Richard, your game's going to be over in 2 hours and 15 minutes. that was a lot there.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of running.
All right. Have fun. Are you going to welcome Spade in at 15 seconds again?
No, because he said it was only for Jaguars football. So
got it.
That's too much. Enough. I already gave him enough of a shout-out.
Right.
I love him.
All right, some quarterback love. Who's more likely to throw for 300 yards for the second straight week? Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh. Trevor Lawrence. They are taking on
the Colts.
The Colts
and Zaire Franklin.
Oh, man. I'll go Trevor Lawrence at home against the Colts. I kind of dig this new. Do we call him a new Legion of Boom yet, Weich? Is that fair to say?
I think we can call them right now. I think they're light. They're not 2.0. They're light, not 2.0.
How about this for a nickname, TJ? This is RES Consulting, and you are okay. you're. How about this?
All right,
Boom.0.
Boom.
Are they Boom.0? What do you think?
Initially, I don't hate it. So. I think you might be
on it. Or is it 2-point boom? I don't know.
Boom,
what do you think? Boom.0?
I like Boom.0.
Boom! What do you think?
Hold on a second.
Felly, hit it.
Boom!
Point oh.
One more time, Jay.
Boom! Point up.
So there's a comma and a period in there. I love it.
There's people walking down the hall in this hotel saying, what the hell is going on in that place with all the pottery? Okay.
Wow,
what else you got over there?
Fantastic. All right. These two quarterbacks both have 11 touchdowns on the year. Justin Fields has 4 TDs in back-to-back games. Tua has a 4 TD game earlier this year. Who's more likely to have a 4 touchdown game on Sunday? Justin Fields or Tua?
Oh, come on, man. Let's go Tua Tagovailoa against, a Carolina team that they've got their hands full. Let's put it that way. And just because the Bears did it once, I need to see it again before I'm going to sit here and say it's more likely that Justin Fields will do it again.
He did it against Denver, too.
That's number one on the, I get it. The number one guy on the right is on fire, as is his team. And I think they're going to win this one. Boy, I'm telling you, the whole crew, we're excited to do Ravens Titans. We're already looking down the steering. Talk about, you only talk about the game that's in front of you, but Dolphins Chiefs in Germany in about 3 weeks time.
Oh yeah.
Is something we're all excited about. So I'll go to it right here. What else you got?
All right, Rich, this was one of your top five games. Who's more likely to have a hotter seat after losing on Sunday? Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels?
Come on, man.
What? Whoa,
we're on fire.
What? This is real.
Josh McDaniels.
I've been telling you these guys are real hot seats for years, and you're not listening to me. Here's one thing.
Rich's face is turned beet red by this question.
Listen to me. The one way that Bill Belichick's era, and there's so many different ways you could say era, right? In the NFL, like we're in the Justin Fields era in Chicago, even though it's like 2+ years, right? That's usually the way we in sports media term something as it is happening for a quarterback or a coach. It's the era, the Frank Reich era in Carolina.
Hot seat.
Outside of him being the first quarterback. This is truly an era. The last Belichick era will end is with him having been fired midseason. It ain't happening. Not happening. No way. I'll go McDaniels here. Just to save you from yourself, Chris.
Want this quick theory? How about this?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Bill is done after coaching this year. Herb Street trying to do the ESPN and Thursday night thing too much. Bill goes in the booth with Al for TNF next season.
Let me just say something to you. Bill, if he wants to do that, would be phenomenal.
How about him and Al for a year? Oh, my God.
Nominal. Yeah. That. You're on fire right now. What's more likely, that or Bill goes to coach the Carolina Panthers?
Or the Washington Commanders?
Or the Dallas Cowboys?
Lombardi finished his career with Washington. Just saying.
Look at you.
All right.
What else you got?
Who's more likely to still be leading their division after week 6? Lions or Bucks?
Lions. Dude, Lions are a very good team.
Yep.
On becoming a great elite team in this league right now. They are right there. We need to see more wins. And if they could maul their opponents with more consistency in the next couple of weeks and just be the proverbial team you don't want to face, becoming the team that has a shot to go deep and maybe be the team to knock off one of the NFC championship teams from last year. That's how good they're. And man, I was high on the Lions to begin with. I chose them to win the division. I'm staying on them. And I'll say Detroit. Hell yeah. Certainly after week 6. I mean, you know, who's going to come up and catch them in the NFC North anyway. So I'll go Detroit right there.
All right, wide receiver duo to combine for more yards and touchdowns this week. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, or Puka Doncic and Cooper Kupp?
I'll go Puka and how about Cooper Kupp, Cooper Nacua? Or Puka Kupp. I mean, that's who they
Puka Kupp.
Honestly, they found another cup. They found it's Cooper Kupp and Samoan Kupp.
I mean,
good Lord. A Mini Cooper, right? He's not so Mini Cooper.
He's bigger than Cooper Kupp, actually.
Dude, they're both full Jamar Chase. They're always effing open.
Yeah.
And they catch everything. I mean, Stafford has to do is put it in their area code and they're bringing it in.
I know.
Also, oh, yeah, man.
Also,
this is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.